Nolte, New York Times baffled by seismic hit to public school enrollment. By John Nolte on May 18, 2022. No overriding explanation has emerged yet for the widespread drop-off in public school enrollment, the far-left New York Times laughably writes. Gee, whatever could have caused that? Did anything unusual happen in the last 2 years? Asked Hot Air's Ed Morrissey. Yeah, a real head-scratcher. Why would parents not want to send their kids to public schools? Anyone have any ideas? Baffling. Real mystery. Is Sherlock Holmes available? The Times does suggest that maybe perhaps possibly the plunge in national public school enrollment has something to do with these government-run debacles closing down for months and months for no valid scientific reason. Unless, of course, you consider teachers zooming from Aruba a valid scientific reason. Or maybe perhaps possibly it was forcing little kids to wear masks for no valid scientific reason. Hey, I've got a reason the Times didn't consider. Maybe perhaps possibly it has to do with the legions of predators and groomers in public schools. All the innocence-shattering gay porn, the drag queens, and the transsexual voodoo? You think maybe perhaps possibly decent parents find it demonic that government-run schools teach boys how to give other boys hummers but can't teach them how to read? The lengths to which the New York Times will go to humiliate itself to not upset its brittle, neurotic, snowflake subscriber base with some obvious truths is really something. The good news is that America's vile public school system is finally feeling some pain for its indefensible abuse of children. Not enough pain. This depraved institution and the public unions that turned it depraved will never feel enough pain. But there is at least some pain. Per the Times, New York was hit with a net loss of 50,000 students. Michigan was down 50,000. Los Angeles suffered a loss of 43,000 students. Chicago lost 25,000, and even the suburbs of Kansas City lost 1,000 of its 33,000 students. Meanwhile, the state of Florida saw a jump in public school enrollment. Gee, I wonder why? Private schools are also enjoying enrollment gains. Gee, I wonder why? Altogether, America's public schools have lost at least 1.2 million students since 2020. Says the Times. In even better news, state enrollment figures show no sign of a rebound to the previous national levels anytime soon. Gimme a T. Gimme a he. I've saved the best news for last. This has been a seismic hit to public education. Marguerite Rosa, director of Something Something at Georgetown University, told the Times. School finances are really shaken. We shouldn't think that this is going to be like a rubber band that bounces back to where it was before. When you lose kids, you lose money, she added. You have to close schools and lay off people. Burn, baby, burn. Of course, the Times reports this as though it's a bad thing. I know there are some decent public schools and decent teachers, I do. But I also know America's overall government-run school system is a corrupt, perverted, child-abusing slush fund to funnel billions of taxpayer dollars through teachers' unions into Democrat Party campaign coffers. Nothing would be healthier for America's children than the death of the public school system, vouchers for all, and the death of that degenerate child grooming factory we call the Walt Disney Company. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.